I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been a long time coming, but the U.S. Senate has finally confirmed Kansas Governor Sam Brownback as the ambassador at large for international religious freedom on Wednesday. Open Doors USA's Kristen Wright says the ambassador at large is in a unique position to defend persecuted religious minorities, which includes Christians.
One of the things that I've really loved seeing is a quote from Sam Brownback from years ago, describing religious freedom as the choice of what you do with your own soul. And so this is someone that I think is going to be a champion, not only for persecuted Christians, but for religious minorities and those of faith and those of no faith at all, because that's what religious freedom is really all about, that ability to make that choice about what you believe.
Let's pray for the persecuted church and other religious minorities that they would receive justice and freedom and open doors to walk in their faith. And the mission field in Japan is challenging, but after the triple disaster in 2011, Christians began sensing God working. Joe Handley, president of Asian Access, says,
"For years, Japan has been known as a missionary's graveyard. Missionaries would come and serve and get discouraged and go home. But now we're seeing local leaders with incredible passion. The leader of Asian Access Japan is shooting to see the church be at 2% of the population by 2023. That's enormous because right now it's just under 1%.
With the Olympics, Rugby World Cup, and other international events coming up, Asian Access wants to draw in the global church. Pray for growth for the Japanese church and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.